The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed, it's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Mean Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McRae, and I have to remind myself that every single episode is another chance to shine.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Woof Woof McElroy.
I appreciate the honesty of you have to remind yourself.
Yeah.
To do a good show.
Not to do a good show, Griffin. What he said was that it's his chance to shine, which would imply that perhaps up till now
you and I are going to take a back seat on this one. I'm Griffin McElroy, the baby brother.
When you crack open your email and you see 733 staring at you in that subject line, part of you feels like, certainly that's enough of them. Right, certainly.
Surely I've shown enough.
Certainly that's enough of them. You get it.
Like, how many good flights does a pilot have to do before you're like, he's got it.
He can fudge this one a little bit. But remember, every one of these is a work of art. Like, every one of these is a special individual work of art.
That's true. Chance to change hearts and minds.
I think we're also in a bit of an unexciting numerical groove.
It is.
733, who gives a shit, man? Can you guys...
737, we can do a little...
Oh, it'll be like
thing.
Sully. We love a Sully. Prompt for a joke. Like, we can do... We love that shit. Do some words you're going to eat. Right through the ink cartridge of that pen. I'm real.
Yeah, don't eat that. I've been there. But speaking of eating, if you guys are hungry, I've got a big announcement.
That's not the connective tissue of that.
It'll get quite loose. It's stringy.
Give me a second, because you know how influencers these days, and this is so topical. Everybody's doing meal deals with a thing. I've decided to partner with.
Happy 4th of July, by the way, everybody. Yeah. That is the date that we're recording this, obviously talking about this.
I've decided to partner with Chipotle to do a meal deal, the Travis. It is currently an unofficial partnership.
Is this like when you are like a cyberpunk hero, they give you a drink named after you at the hacker bar? Is that
basically sort of like that. My hope is that we'll kind of do a grassroots partnership deal where if enough people go in and ask for the Travis, Chipotle will start carrying it.
I am actually hugely... Don't do that. Hey, listener at home, don't do that. That'll make
you don't even know what the Travis is.
No, but I'm more talking about you are saying, hey, do this thing that'll embarrass you and that'll bring me some sick satisfaction. They probably won't know what the Travis is.
It won't bring me any satisfaction.
Yeah, so we're agreeing then, don't do this if you're listening. This is, what you're about to hear is pure jokes, not
in order.
You're
going to go in, you're going to say, give me the Travis. They're going to say, what's that?
Don't
and
actually
you're gonna
do
that. Say, grab like a large cup, right, that you would put a drink in, fill it with guacamole, light ice, and that's the Travis.
Okay. Why is that the Travis? I guess let's start, how many questions do you have off the top of your head? Because I've got like 9.
Why is that this?
Why do you like this?
Why this?
Number one, why this? Juice and I are agreed. Top priority. Why do this?
Oh, because I don't like a lot of ice in my guacamole.
Okay, so that sidesteps the question in sort of a funny way. What are you doing with all that guac? You just chisel that down?
Well, I mean, it's good if you need it. You put it home and then you put some cling film over the top and then you got guacamole.
It's not a, sorry, no, you're mistaken and confused. Chipotle is not a Tex-Mex grocery store where you go to
stock up
your supply of guacamole.
Well, that's why it's the Travis, because I'm kind of an out-of-the-box thinker, and not a lot of people stock up on their supplies at Chipotle. And I would if I ever went there.
You've never been to Chipotle?
I don't think so.
Wait, not for jokes.
I am actually deeply curious if we could step out of Travis, can I get you to break kayfabe for just a moment and step out of jokes?
The thing I think is most interesting, like, I'm already flashing forward to telling my wife, like, honey, do you know Travis has never been to Chipotle?
I just don't think I have.
Travis, step outside. Travis, please. The kayfabe, I'm going to take it. Shoop, and put it down on the ground for a minute. We're going to put that on pause.
Out of the room.
Out of the room. No jokes, only honesty, real uncut Trav. Please, I'm asking you as your brother to give me a real thing here. Have you eaten at Chipotle? Don't say, I think I have. I need a... You would know whether or not you've done this or not.
Here's what I'll say. I can picture the interior of a Chipotle.
Okay.
I don't remember eating there. So if I have, it's been like once in my entire life.
Yeah, no, I mean,
if you've eaten at Chipotle or not.
If you've envisioned the
memory
front,
is so malleable, is the problem.
It has been worked. It's like a Cold Stone Creamery, but hot and with rice and beans.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I understand the concept and I can picture it.
Yes. Let me tell you this. You get a delivery bag of Chipotle and you get out the bowl that you ordered. What's that look like, Trav?
What's your Chipotle order?
Well, or what is the thing physically actually look like?
Yeah, what are you eating in your mind's eye?
Don't say a big cup of ice and guacamole. The bit's on the fucking ground still.
We might go back and pick up the bit. We may not. I know there's
it's kind of like a cardboardy kind of bowl and there's like rice in it and like some other fixings and stuff.
Yeah. And how do they cover it on top of it?
I mean, like a burrito? Is that
I didn't ask you to describe it for Pictionary. I want you to just tell me what you order there.
But I'm conjuring.
What's your favorite protein? What's your favorite Chipotle protein?
I
don't think this motherfucker's eating a Chipotle juice. I think he's living a Chipotle free life.
I don't think you've... Have you had Chipotle?
Why are you guys treating this like a gotcha when I started the entire segment saying, I don't think I've ever eaten there. And now you guys are like quizzing me as I'm like, I don't know, man. And you're like, ha.
I will tell you this.
You've eaten at Chipotle.
We travel a lot, Travis. And the thing about a Chipotle is that if you're ever out on the road traveling and you're hungry, you start to get a grumble in your tummy, you can reach in your pocket, take out your keys. A Chipotle is close enough for you to throw your keys at it and hit it. So you can go. That's what's like, just like law of large numbers. The number of Chipotles you've seen and decided not to eat at is so large.
I have a way of settling this, Travis.
Okay.
Think about your favorite Chipotle. Yeah.
Okay.
Think about your number one.
I'm not even
Chipotle.
Sure what we're settling anymore.
Remember the first time you went there to your favorite Chipotle.
Yeah.
Are you visualizing your favorite Chipotle and think about the first time you went there?
I don't know where Chipotle is in Cincinnati.
Scroll down your delivery app of choice at your orders
right
and
now,
scroll
Griffin,
down
I'm
and
check
let
and
yeah.
see how close Travis is.
100% I don't have any delivery orders from Chipotle in my phone.
Okay.
It's just like, can I just say this, listener at home, if you're getting like confused or ready for this bit to end, I understand. It's truly, this is just interesting now to me and Justin, and maybe only us.
Yeah, we're not trying
to
do any jokes right now.
I don't even love Chipotle. I don't eat at Chipotle anymore because there's a lot of really great restaurants in my neighborhood now. I don't go there for that, but it's crazy to have never had Chipotle.
So
I would say statistically in my 40 years, because I'm not going to sit here and be like, maybe a paparazzo has like a single picture of me leaving Chipotle. I don't want to get gotcha'd. I'm saying statistically, I've been to Chipotle enough in my 40 years as to say, I don't think I've ever been there statistically, right? Maybe once, but I don't know.
No, Travis, no.
This is where it keeps breaking down for me. Okay, I can't show you a diagram because it would dox Travis.
Thank you.
But there's a...
This would be a wild thing to dox
a wild way to get him.
Yeah,
wild way to go.
Basically, there's a pentagram of Chipotles surrounding him. If you were to connect the dots between the Chipotle surrounding Travis, it would make a pentagram. And I'm going to send it in Slack.
Like within
so
4 miles?
I'm not fucking with
Travis's house is built on a Chipotle ley line. And
maybe that's it.
If you just follow the ray, then you will eventually arrive. And you can
like,
eat
is
it.
Is there one within 4 miles of me? Oh, yeah, 3.4 miles. 3.2. Yeah.
So, Griff, as you can see,
oh, my God, there's
there,
a bunch. There's in a like 4 mile radius.
So many Chipotles.
Oh, wow, but it is arranged in a perfect constellation. I mean, that's Travis. Let me tell you, I kind of get it now. I kind of get it now. You're not getting a lot of Chipotle foot traffic of your own feet. So I do.
It's like
do
they're not.
That.
It looks like they're closing in on you from this diagram.
It does. Travis. It looks like a family of velociraptors. Now,
here
is
what I would. Here's what I would just love, because we didn't have a lot of pre-planned content for this episode.
No,
Trav, it's coming up on lunchtime. What would you think about putting in an order to get you some Chipotle that you can enjoy for the first time live in our program?
I think that would make for some horrible audio.
There's nothing they sell there that doesn't mush up terribly.
It's all mush.
It's all mush. Sometimes they wrap up the mush so you can eat it on the go, but I like to rock with a bowl of mush. Just
I don't want to have to just put in an order and guess at what you like, Jeff. So it'd probably
no,
be
thank
you.
I
also like to you put in. I do bowl because I like to be able to see the mush also, which is.
Let's talk about Travis's first Chipotle order. Okay,
yeah. Where, do you go where, burrito or bowl? We start there.
Well, I don't even know if he has the app open. Hey, Trav, pull up the Chipotle app on your phone.
What? I don't have the app.
C-H-I in the search bar, and then it'll autofill, and it'll show up on your phone.
Yeah, sometimes
it seems like a lot of work. If on it, I'm on it, and I'm not saying the ordering process. I'm saying I'm looking at pictures of, like, their dishes.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work to eat them.
Is it triggering anything within you?
No. I don't like eating things that fall apart while I'm eating them.
Okay, I understand that very much. Bowl is a good way to go.
Okay.
So you're thinking about a bowl. I love that.
I'm not thinking about a bowl. You guys
we're
are
thinking
like
bowl for this one.
A bowl into my head.
Juice you, and okay. I are thinking for Travis a bowl.
I feel like I'm having a bespoke, like I'm at a tailor.
Yes,
and you guys are having a series of questions.
I'm just responding to you. You said you don't like when things fall apart. We have a limited set of options for people like yourself, okay? It's got to all be caught some.
Yeah,
myself,
Travis,
man.
The other options is salad. I know you're not going there, man. You're going to get the bowl.
Or a burrito, but we have burrito bowls. We have salads. Which
gotta go bowl. Produce.
No, because I'm worried if we go too far down this, I'm going to have to eat this thing.
It's pretty good.
It's not hook. This doesn't work that way, Travis. Like, if we talk about the food all day, it's not just going to show up.
Well, they
at
have
your
smoked
house.
Brisket. Oh, it's now plus $5, though. Plus $5 for smoked brisket.
Now you're talking. So the burrito bowl is like, it's just like if you dumped it all out. And then the salad is just the burrito bowl with some shredded lettuce in there. Don't let it fool you. It's not a salad.
Yeah, don't be fooled. You can actually turn a burrito bowl into a salad by saying, let me get some extra romaine lettuce in there. Life hack.
Now, protein, Trav, what are you thinking protein-wise? What would be your go-to?
He bulked at the brisket, so I know that some of the premium options. The premium options he's not going to go for.
It's just $5.
No, it's true. That's a huge upcharge. That's crazy.
Carnitas, perhaps.
Great.
Carnitas are a great choice, Trav. Tender, juicy. You're gonna
that's
love
a great.
That.
I'll tell you what I love about carnitas, Trav. And I think it represents a lot of wisdom on your part, and perhaps even some systemic knowledge of Chipotle you probably possess because you've eaten there before. Is carnitas is a beginner, I think, a great beginner option. Mm-hmm. It's not as assertive or spicy as a barbacoa. It's not traditional and boring like a chicken.
No, I will say this. Now, the chicken at Chipotle, though, does pack enough heat to put some toddlers off.
Yeah, that's so true, actually.
Carnitas are a nice, mild option. There's a bit of spice to the chicken there. I just want to warn
great
you.
Great texture.
If you never eat a Chipotle, you
wouldn't know. Great texture. Really mushy. Really, really mushy meat.
The perfect amount of mush, which is
sweet,
to say
mushy
I don't
meat.
Like this.
No, but it's good when you get it all together in
no,
one bite.
No, I'm not
bite.
Saying your use of the word mushy. I'm saying that the experience I'm having currently, in this moment, occupying the body that I have right now as you two talk to me, I'm not enjoying it.
That's real,
let's
man.
Let's move on. Let's move on then.
But now let's I am hungry.
No, let's move on.
It's a very fair point.
I think it was just too much.
No, just fair.
Too much attention on that makes perfect
sense.
It
got too real.
Yeah.
Well, and there's also, it's hard to contribute when you've only been to Chipotle a handful of times,
yeah,
at most.
A quantum physics
five
number
to
of
six
times.
Times.
A Schrodinger's amount of times.
Which kind of their salsas, just to put a bow on this, do you prefer?
In general, in life, I like a verde. Do they have any kind of verde?
They do. I don't fucking know. Do they?
This is a green verde.
Yeah, I guess
the
so.
Corn.
It's more of a darkish brownish.
I have long worked a very physically demanding job and have recently taken up rock climbing. Between all the heavy lifting at work and hitting the climbing gym several times a week, I have a lot of upper body strength and extremely well-defined on arms. It's gotten to the point where my brothers, Travis and Griffin... It's gotten to the point where coworkers and new acquaintances regularly say things like, "Wow, you are built," or "You have really nice arms." What is the appropriate response to this? They're not being weird or creepy, and I'm very proud of my physical strength.
Oh.
As for muscular and trying to be modest in Manhattan, she, her.
My go-to? Is it so hard to be so strong and built? Oh, man, poor you with your huge, powerful, strong body.
My go-to? Because this happens to me all the time.
Sorry, Justin just fucking, in response to my thing, just sort of uppercutted his microphone, and now he's bussing.
I was going to make a crying expression with my hands.
Like, but instead you punch your microphone like a real audio professional.
Like I was wiping tears out. And then it occurred to me that that's not going to read on the podcast.
It was a weird energy.
But it occurred to me as I was hitting the microphone, so I just bailed on the action.
Yeah,
so it looked
cool.
Like I was just hitting the microphone and then stopping.
I didn't even like the energy of the bit I did. And I was like, hopefully we'll just move on from that. But Justin really hung a lantern on it with that uppercut. Travis, I apologize.
No. It's fine. It happens to me all the time. I've got powerful fish lifters. You just hit them with a hut. These old things.
That's great. I love that.
That's good. I am really torn because I've been telling my kids that we just don't comment on people's bodies ever. That's been kind of the hard line that we have drawn at our house, is just see everybody's kind of a shapeless spirit that's just living.
Great. I
feel like I feel like nobody should be talking about anybody's bodies at all. Period.
But the question isn't about them complimenting other people's bodies, Justin.
No.
But other people hear this too, right? And so I just wanted to point out that a much better thing might be in your day-to-day life to just like not just be like, "Hey, choice anything." Really.
I'll tell you what I don't like about complimenting only muscles is like, if someone is like wiry or stocky in like a cool way, that one doesn't get much sort of commentary, because you can't walk up to somebody and be like, "Hey, you're stocky in a way I like." I think that's a wild sort of...
you look difficult to knock over.
Yeah. What a sturdy individual you are. Wow.
See?
Great trunk.
Powerful.
Don't tell
powerful
someone they have a
trunk.
Immovable.
Congratulations on your powerful trunk.
Look at this immovable oak over here, this redwood.
Why do I have to solve the problems of someone who is so physically strong?
True.
Why do I have
well,
to
so
solve
that she, so that she
strong make, people can be emotionally weak? Justin.
We juice, just to clarify, we are the mouse pulling the thorn out of the lion's paw. We help this strong, like, muscly person so that later, if bullies come to try to get us, we can say, careful now, we have a strong friend.
Yeah, we helped them.
We helped them, kind of, a little bit.
That's why in like, TV shows and movies, you never see, like, oh, here's the strong, you know, person, and here's, like, the nerd person. They work together because one, you never see, like, the nerd be like, "I'll help you with your homework, and you help me with bullies." And then the jock is like, "I'm a straight-A student, and I've got a scholarship to Harvard." And then the nerd's like, "Oh, shit, I don't have anything to offer you anymore." That never happens.
Yeah. I think the bigger problem is not what you do with your mouth and saying, but what happens with the arms.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm thinking about if I'm carrying a baby or something, and people are like, "Wow, nice arms."
They might be talking about the baby.
But I'm immediately so aware of what I'm doing with them, right?
Yeah.
I'm immediately like, I guess I should not flex or flex more to show it off better.
That's a challenge they have posed for you. Great arms. Right.
Should I show them the full capacity? Like, if they're like, oh, if you're interested in arms, let me show you what they're fullest. Like,
well, let me show you all the different features they got. I can show you.
Like, oh, a fan of arms.
They can do this. Arms.
When you're holding the baby, you're in the fucking zone. Don't take me out of my zone. I'm in the zone. I need total concentration on
that
this.
That is true.
When I'm in my
That's why
zone.
I like these old things, because there's enough
these old things?
Of a humorous response that you can get away with even flexing a little bit more, and everyone's like, how playful, right? And you say, oh, these old things? And they're like, ah, what a bashful, playful response while still showing off all the special features that their arms possess.
I have shed pretty much all of my knee-jerk dislike or judgment of people with big, strong bodies, because what I've learned is a lot of them are just like, They're strong nerds. Like, they're nerds about
they're just like us.
Getting watching Physical 100. That's 100 big nerds that care only about muscle stuff and sports stuff. But they're like nerds about it.
Yeah,
it's interesting. And so to me, it could be they're trying to get you into a conversation about like how do you do your shit. I think that's interesting because you do it and you take it seriously and you got strong because of it. That's neat.
That is neat.
Just don't be a jerk with your might. That's the big problem that we all have.
Use it responsibly.
They might also be looking for a not weird way to ask you if you would like just pick them up and carry them around for a while. Because I would like
that. I'm tired. I'm so tired.
I have to pick my kids up all the time. And there's no 12-foot like adult behind me who then picks me up while I'm tired.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
And once the boss starts doing it, it's going to be like, is the boss being passive aggressive? Is the boss threatened by me? Because I'm like way huger than the boss.
They just want to be carried around.
Yeah, do you worry that you need to direct people to other muscles that they should enjoy as long as they're around?
If you like these, wait till you
this
see.
This is just what's
Let me take you on a tour.
I'm going to hike my pants. I want you to see my quads. I am going to hike my pants way, way up. I need HR in the room while I do this. It's just quads.
Well, that's what would happen if someone admired, like, you were playing Pokemon cards or whatever, and they said, that's a great one. You'd be like, well, let me show you some of my rare cards, right?
Yeah,
Why can't I do that with my muscles?
Yeah,
let me show you muscles other people don't have that I've developed.
Uh-huh.
I've collected all the muscles.
Oh, man, I'm really having a hard time imagining being strong.
Do you want to see my muscles,
I'm
Justin?
Really struggling for the bit. I'm trying to come up with some jokes that I might do if I was a strong person.
You have powerful
legs.
Let me tell you, man, sometimes you come up to me when we're on tour, and you give me a little back rub, a little shoulder massage, and that shit is fearsome. That shit is effective.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I am very strong. Thank you, Griffin.
And you're a shorts wearer, and I've enjoyed your quads and calves.
Yeah, absolutely sweet. I mean, we all have pretty great gams. It's a sort of
for the my gams could be better. I'm at arms, man. I could have better gams. I know that about myself. I'm trying.
Hey, I know we're getting close to Money Zone time, but before we do, I just want to do a quick. This could be a new segment on the show if we wanted to, just a quick background check, which is to say, like, let's sort of do a quick audit of all of our backgrounds. Obviously, mine's sort of very shelf forward, where I try to show off some of my favorite stuff. And then Juice has the sort of like paneling behind him, and he'll put up a few of his little 3D printed little toys up there, and I think that's so cool. Mm-hmm. And then Travis used to have more plants and fish in it, and now I see there is one plant and a skeleton, and then we also have, I believe that is a plushy Donkey Kong.
That is a plushy Donkey Kong. I got that from
a claw machine, I'm guessing. Yep.
While we were doing Donkey Kong Country, and so I put him up there. There's also a little statue thing of Merle Magnus, Taco, and Angus behind me, and our, of course, YouTube play button that we got.
Still
for
sucks.
Getting,
still sucks that you just took that.
It's hidden behind plants. Like, he's not even.
I wouldn't even hide it. I would honestly, Trav, I would swap the positions of Donkey Kong and the YouTube Play Award.
Do you want me to 3D print you a frame that just says Travis's button?
But hide Donkey Kong, because we don't even do him anymore.
Just dropped his skeleton off the thing.
Yeah, the YouTube play button, give it a more featured position. And then
it's
Donkey
hard bragging. I think it feels bad bragging about the silver, doesn't it? I mean, it's kind of the worst one you could have. It kind of puts an exact cap on your popularity level. It's like, this
well,
is exactly
we only just started doing
are.
YouTube stuff.
It's
I feel
just
great
so
about it.
A few years
now.
Ago, our YouTube channel's only what, a decade old?
Travis, that's way better. That's way better, man.
Now you look prominent. Like the pro. I feel like I'm showing off. Travis, please.
Where does your light belong? On the candlestick or under the bushel?
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Don't hide it under a bushel. Oh, no. Put
Don't
it
hide
on
your,
your show.
Have to be a pretty big bushel. Put that YouTube Silver Award up so that everyone in the house may enjoy it.
At my local coffee shop today, I noticed wrestler John Cena dropped by. I doubt it.
Wow.
Just calling our...
Hey, guys, have we ever done this before when they ask the question and we're like, you fucking
liar.
I doubted that they saw him because I...
Oh, I see.
Okay, I mean, let's unpack this then.
I thought that... I don't follow wrestling, but I thought there was something about you can't see him.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now I get
I'm
it.
I'm so
okay.
sorry. No, I was out of my lane.
No,
guys.
This
I
was my this was my
one.
Failing, and it's the way Fuck. I have lapsed as a wrestling fan. I forgot that was his...
Blew it again.
You didn't blow it. You did a kick-ass joke. Me and Travis blew it on that one. We didn't do a very good job.
So, anyway... Saw John Cena, asked a barista later, and was told he visits regularly. Obviously, the best thing to do with this information is nothing, which I will admit that you've already failed at by writing this email, but moving on.
But this is the next degree closest
this
to
is
nothing.
Next to nothing.
Yes, yeah,
and absolutely. Let him go about his day. But if given the opportunity while he is around, brothers, what might be the most impressive way to order and drink a coffee or tea?
Oh, my friend.
I think that this is too short-sighted. I don't think there's an impressive way to order a drink or a tea or whatever. That said, I do think there are impressive things one could be doing in a coffee shop at a table that would be noticed and appreciated by anyone, let alone Jonathan Cena.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like playing chess against yourself,
okay,
right? Spinning the thing around, that's going to get noticed. That's going to get noticed. Finishing your novel and loudly announcing, it's finished, when you slam the laptop shut, something like that would be appreciated.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I do think you would have to do a pretty extreme version of it, of like closing your laptop and be like, hey, everyone, I just got engaged. Then John Cena might look at you and be like, great work. I don't think anything less than a fresh engagement. My wife's in labor. Fucking John Cena will turn and
carry me to the hospital, John Cena.
Well, no, see, here's let's talk about expectations. You will never be John Cena's friend. Never ever.
Whoa.
Wow.
Never ever ever ever.
And you don't know that?
No, I know that. I'll never be John Cena's friend. Neither will Justin, neither will Travis. It will never, ever, ever happen.
Oh, my God. You guys haven't heard of manifesting? Come on, the secret, man. I've got it written on my board.
No, we'll never be John Cena's friend. That's why I wouldn't care to see John Cena in Green Room. If there's no chance I'll ever be the person's friend, I think it's great to see a celebrity.
Yeah.
I think it's great seeing a famous person because I will feel no pressure. If I see someone, we're like, I bet we could get to be friends. Then
it's gone.
Then
it's all out
head.
The window.
Yeah.
It's chaos. It's pandemonium.
Sometimes I forget how polar opposite we
so
are
different.
In some regards. Yeah.
That's cool, though. It takes a village to make a podcast.
Travis, I want to hear how you would wear down John Cena.
No, I'm saying, but the difference was when I see somebody and I'm like, I could be friends with them, that feels good. When I see a celebrity and I'm like, that's so far out of my league, I suddenly panic.
No, but like, that. Travis, I'm saying... If I had to do this thing that this person is talking about, and I was like Arsene Lupin, and I needed guidance, you're the person I would come to. And I would be like, Travis, help me plan this friendship heist.
Okay.
And I'm asking you as the best of the biz that I know,
what
would be your strategy to bring down, by which we mean...
And then wait, just let me get on your other shoulder here and say that I think that this bit could trend towards levels of kind of hypnotism or running some sort of con or other sort of things that might remove John Cena's agency in some way.
I will say
and let me
this,
just get ahead of that. Let me just get ahead of that and say, don't do that because people
by
do
doing
not like
this,
that.
By saying it out loud, I am trademarking it and no listener is allowed to do it.
Okay.
Okay, but if part of it is putting him in a big box,
no, I would
calling
never
Brock Toon.
I would never Brock Toon him. No.
Okay,
no
great.
Way. I would, he gets in line, a couple of people behind me, right? And I would lean into the...
Tell me how you orchestrate that. First, let's stop there. Tell me how you orchestrate it so that John Cena gets in line, a couple of people behind you.
He comes in here often, right? I see him come in.
But in my head, you just rolled out the map and you like, and like turn on the light above it. You're like,
you're assuming.
Here is his plan. Hopefully, he will end up two customers
you're
behind me.
So that I have orchestrated this. That's not how I operate, my man. I'm in there. I see an opportunity.
But you don't see... This is what I'm saying, Travis. You don't see the opportunity. You got to the store before him, and there's two people behind you, and then John Cena. That's crazy. There's okay, no fucking...
Cashier? Cashier, he comes in. I lean into the cashier. I say... here's, you know, an extra, like, $15. I want to pay for whatever he gets. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Don't make a big deal out of it. Right?
Right.
So his order is covered with whatever he orders, right?
Is this at a start? This is just like a cafe? Okay.
Cool. Yeah, in this circumstance. Right? And then if he decides to say something like, oh, man, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Right? Because he's a regular, I'm not taking this opportunity as like a one-time chance.
There will be more opportunities.
Right? Yeah. Now he at least has some kind of recognition of who I am.
Rome was not built in a day.
And now there's an opportunity to perhaps engage in conversation the next time or a shared interest is present. But I think that that is also true of literally anyone.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Outside of that, where, you know, you see someone reading a book that you've read before, you say, I love that book. That's a great choice. Whatever, right? Some kind of introduction, not going to change, you know, you're not going to write books about how great this introduction was. But just a chance to start a conversation.
It is more high pressure, though, than a conversation with a normal person, because when you're talking to a normal person, you're not running the risk of making such a big boner that they go on their wrestling show that night and they're like, this fucking jabroni tried to buy my drink at Drink More. No way. His name was Travis McElroy. Like, and then, like, you're done in that town.
Can you imagine, though? Hey, Griffin, in that scenario.
That's a win for you.
John
isn't it? That's
Cena
a win
gets
for
up
you.
And, like, a fucking, like, SmackDown or whatever and starts talking shit about me.
About Travis.
Are you kidding
sick,
me?
Man.
I'm over the moon.
And then fucking Brock Lesnar comes out and is like, I actually like Travis McElroy.
I thought Graduation was good.
He's an acquired taste, but it's his fucking.
It's not for everybody, but he's
the
spice that makes it right. Yeah, I like him, and I get that he's not funny, but that's the humor.
Brock Lesnar with a fucking knife tattoo and a fucking Trav Nation tattoo on his other pec. I like that shit.
I think I got this cracked wide open, guys.
Oh, boy, okay.
You ready? You're John Cena. You're John Cena, and I'm me, all right?
Wait, which
both
one of
us are John Cena?
So wait, we would equal
you're both,
half of a John
you're both
Cena.
John Cena,
together.
And I'm me.
Right, okay, wait, let's fuse.
Can you not make this about you guys? Thank you.
Oh, sure.
My apologies.
Yeah, it's okay. It's no problem. Piece of gum, Mr. Cena?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
I thought we were going to have to interact with it.
No, listen. Piece of gum, Mr. Cena?
Okay.
The confidence that you're projecting
I'm
is truly outrageous.
Can you try it again?
Wait, what's
John?
This? What's slapping the letter?
Can you do a take where you say John?
Yeah. And raise your mic up too so you don't have to hunch over like a little, cool.
Piece of gum, John.
Whoa, why did you just yell at me, jabroni? I'm going to talk about you on SmackDown tonight. What's your full Christian name?
Can you give me a stick of, give me stick of gum, John?
Stick of gum, John?
Stick of, do you like a stick of gum, John?
Ooh,
John! Cool. Hey, John!
I want to refer you to an elite.
Give me a Mr. Cena. Give me a Mr. Cena.
Stick a gum, Mr. Cena.
Yeah.
Stick a gum, Mr. Cena. And then if he says yes, then we're friends. If he says no, he's getting coffee, and eventually he's going to be like, "I probably should take this poor guy's gum. It seems really important to him."
Yeah.
And then he starts to rely on that gum, right?
Yeah.
Because that maybe that day someone's like, "Hey, John. Great breath today." And he's like, thank you. I had a piece of gum. And then it's like, you're a lucky charm, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Eventually he'll say yes. You'll be friends.
And in this universe, sorry, John Cena doesn't know where to get gum from.
Yeah.
Outside of you.
What? That's a good question.
Whoever thinks of picking some up, look. I got a jumbo bag of Eclipse on my desk right now. No problem, Mr. Cena. He's not going to have it walking around with jangly.
That's not a stick of gum, though, right? Those are little sort of tablet
gums.
Chicle tab. Chicletab?
Chicletab of gum? Mr. Cena? Mr. This Cena? Is great. Juice,
coffee
I know.
Candy?
I know.
Moist towelette?
Moist Juice. Mr. Cena, would you like my pocket knife, Mr. Cena? Any help today? Would you like now, my cash, Mr. Cena?
Let me just ask you, how yeah. many pieces, in all the times that we've like been lucky enough to like have you know, FaceTime with our audience, how many sticks of gum have you accepted from them? How many sticks of gum?
Okay, but here's the problem is that we're colleagues in this situation because we could just go to the same coffee shop, right?
Mm.
So
there's no power dynamic.
There's no power dynamic.
Right. You have to pretend like you don't know him. Maybe.
Yeah. No,
hey,
Mr. Cena.
I got enough gum here for everybody in the place. Sure. You offer it to some people and then you say, you big stranger.
Yeah. Or piece of gum, mister.
Oh. Just like, hey, you're the Undertaker, right? You want some gum?
Yeah. And then I'll hand him nagging.
I don't know if that's
good or
bad.
I think people would be pretty stoked.
Hey, small fry, piece of gum. That way, let him know you see him just as another.
And now we can go back to the other question about being strong and being complimented on your strength.
This is really a holistic episode. I think we're helping everybody.
This one's for the strong ones, for sure.
Ever been to Chipotle, John?
If you told me John...
If you told me John Cena had not...
There's no fucking way John Cena doesn't pound... Because at Chipotle, you can get as much protein packed into a little bowl as you want. So definitely John Cena eats at Chipotle.
But he doesn't go himself, right?
No, he doesn't fuck... He doesn't do anything
himself. If you're
asking
me if John Cena has ever physically been inside a Chipotle... I want to say it's no, right? Like, no feels the answer to me. If you, or Griffin, are you Googling for pictures of John Cena at a Chipotle right now?
I'm trying to find it.
I'll tell you what, you won't find any pictures of me in a Chipotle, but that's not, because who cares? Like, yeah. Of course he's there.
No, I can't find it. I'm coming up short.
I'll also say, Trav, I think they got some of the best chips in the business when they're hitting.
Okay.
Let's get the money set.
Did you guys know that John Cena used to be a character in WWE called the Doctor of Thugonomics?
No.
It sucks so bad. If you told me the Doctor of Thugonomics had not been to a Chipotle, I would push you over physically. You're lying to me.
If you have been putting something off for a long time, part of the problem may be that you just haven't made it convenient enough for yourself. If
Ooh.
I have a task that I hate doing, maybe it's not that I'm a procrastinator. Maybe it's just not the right size of commitment. Maybe you got to take it a little bit step at a time. Let me give you one example. That thing you've been trying to mail, and it's like such a hassle because you got to go all the way down to the post office. Mm. And you got to wait in the line. And you got to talk to the people and you got to find the parking and all that stuff. What if you could do all of it at your house with stamps.com?
Imagine. Wait, do I have to deal with the people at my house?
Or the parking?
Well, only if they barge in on you. If you lock the door, you won't have to deal with anybody while you're doing all of your shipping business. All you need to make this work is a computer and a printer. They'll send you a scale so you can measure out what you're sending, and they've got huge discounts. It's not just more convenient. You can save like 89% off at USPS and UPS is part of this. So make... this one thing, mailing stuff, just a little bit easier. Maybe make it a little bit easier on yourself to get some of this stuff off your to-do list. Free up more time for more important business with stamps.com. Sign up at stamps.com and enter code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage.
Whoa!
Free digital scale.
Whoa!
No long-term commitments or contracts? That's stamps.com.
Sorry. I always forget the listeners can't see the video. Tony Hawk just showed up and started doing all this.
That's stamps.com, code MYBROTHER. Stamps.com, and the code is MYBROTHER.
Ego sum John Hodgman.
Et ego sum Janet Varney.
And we're the hosts of E Pluribus Motto, a podcast dedicated to exploring the mottos of every state in the union.
Every episode, we will spotlight one state and discuss its official symbols, the motto, flowers, birds, beverages, songs, and even official state muffins.
Plus, we'll hear from guests whose lives have been inspired by the state's iconography and from residents who call that state home.
Bring some snacks, a map, and your travel journal, because this podcast is a virtual journey like no other.
Audi nostrum e pluribus motto, quae libet alia lunae, de maximum fun.
And for the Latin challenged among you and us, listen to E Pluribus Motto every other Monday on Maximum Fun.
Since 2017, Maximum Film has had the same slogan.
The podcast that's not just a bunch of straight white guys.
Ooh, we've learned something over the years. Some people out there really do not like that slogan.
Listen, we love straight white guys.
Well, some of them.
But if there's one thing we can't change, it's who we are.
I'm Iffy, a comedian who was on strike last year in two different unions.
I'm Drea. I've been a producer and film festival programmer for decades.
And I'm Alonzo, a film critic who literally wrote the book on queer Hollywood.
You can listen to us talk movies and the movie biz every week on Maximum Film.
We may not be straight white guys, but we love movies, and we know what we're talking about.
Listen to Maximum Film on Maximum Fun or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I won a $10 gift card to a local tea shop. The prize package included this faux movie poster made to promote the return of one of their flavors. They made some fake trailers on Instagram. I have no intention of hanging the poster, but I feel like I can't throw it or give it away. What do I do? That's from Impossible Poster in Post Falls.
So the
Idaho?
ID? Yeah. What other state would that be?
I don't know.
The poster, because this is a visual, is a primarily an audio medium, is for a film called The Tarot Returns, and by film I guess I mean flavor, and it's just a picture of four people sitting in chairs, and that's about it.
It's pretty dramatic.
It's very dramatic looks on their faces, and they are all wildly different sizes, like wildly different sizes,
and different expressions. I would say, too, I think, yeah. I think the scale here would denote a level of importance within the flavor, like,
yes,
the rankings here.
Right.
And the way it is composed, it looks like this would be like a, you know, a movie with not a huge budget, but they did get Christian Slater to be in it. And so in the poster, Christian Slater is like four times the size of any other dude.
I guess there is one thing I want to address with the makers of The Tarot Returns. There are four people featured prominently in this poster and only three names listed. So there must have been some kind of crediting dispute.
Well, the other one's Christian. Like, you know that's Christian Slater. You don't even need to put his name on the poster.
Yeah. This is tough sometimes, but you got to remind yourself that it's not. It doesn't have feelings. Like, it doesn't. You've shared the image, right? You've captured it for history.
That's a great point, Juice.
You have, I will say, by sending this in, extended its power, extended its
dramatically,
right?
I mean, Travis picked the question out to include in the show, so really a lot of the credit
I bet
to Travis.
You this will end up on our
Tumblr or something,
Instagram, something, yeah. You know, you'll see it out there.
Its work is done.
Yeah,
I would like you to tell me if I'm wrong, Justin. I think you'd put this up in your home.
Would I?
Justin, yeah. McElroy.
I think that if you got this from a local cafe where you won a $10 gift card and you were given this poster and you could put this up in your home and have people say, sorry, what is this? Somewhere in your home, you would hang this up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's probably true. I did steal the beer prices sign that they hung up during Margaritaville because someone had used AI art to create it, and it is truly outstanding. There's a lot of real unpredictable geometry and a lot of extra teeth in Mr. Buffett's head.
Awesome. I mean, lots of people pay tens of thousands of dollars for these priceless works of art just so that they can have a topic of conversation when they do invite guests over to sit and socialize in the drawing room. This is a free poster you got for not a lot of money. And right. It actually
they
came with money. You got $10 extra for coffee stuff or tea stuff. And so that's great. If I walk into your home and you have a fake movie poster for something called The Tarot Returns with three names before boys, I'm going to want to know what the story is with that. Do you know those people?
Are
no.
they friends of yours?
Are they friends of yours? No.
What is this movie? It's not.
It's not a movie. It's a flavor.
It's a flavor.
Huh.
So you like tea? Let's talk about that.
Or are you guys closer?
No, I don't know.
Dude, this is such a fucking good one because they learn a lot about you that you like tea. Every first date you should demand must be in your drawing room.
And you can play a game where you're like, what name do you think corresponds with what person? What do you think their relationship is within like the group? Who's the shy one? Who's the bad boy? You know?
One of them. Is it possible that one of them is named Taro? Is that possible?
That's cool. Maybe.
And they also maybe his name is just T-A-R-O, so when it says the Taro returns, it's like, it's not just talking about the plant, but rather the man is also named Taro.
Maybe. I don't know. I like that, though. That's a cool, strong name.
I'm also not entirely certain what location they're at in this photo.
It looks like a dark room that someone's being held against their will in somewhere, maybe.
I am threatened. I guess that's the question I have from the creators of Taro Returns when you're making this poster, assumedly, so that people will come in and buy the tea that you're making. I feel challenged.
I feel threatened.
Yeah. That, like, if I walked in and said, can I have a Taro thing? They'd be like, it's not for you.
Would
be
not for you. You don't deserve it.
I also would have put more shit on the poster about what the tea is and what it's like.
Yeah.
And the flavors it brings. And how long you're supposed to brew it.
Maybe that it is tea at all.
That it is maybe tea. That's a good point, Trav.
There's a drink, a consumable, maybe the name of the shop. Maybe any pertinent details.
But let me tell you something. I'm glad that shit's not on here. You know why? Because I walk into your home and I see that and then it's like, yummy bug tea shop. I see that and I'm like, oh, it's a tea poster.
That would ruin it.
I'm not asking you about your tea poster. Like, that sucks that you have that up. But a mystery poster for a film that doesn't exist?
Ugh.
Yeah, I want to know about that. You like tea, huh? My grandfather brewed tea. Like, you're like, this date is going so well. It's and all you had to really do is go to your drawing room with them.
Just take them straight back to the drawing room.
That's what I'm saying. Date one, right to the drawing room. You learn everything you need to know about that person based on how they look at your fake movie poster for tea. Okay.
Little bit.
I want a much
squad.
I want to munch
squad.
Junior. Welcome to Munch Squad Junior. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest.
Within a podcast, it sounds like.
No, it's just a shorter version. It's a mini bite. We call them snacks. We don't. We've never done that. But I just did want to mention a quick thing about Baskin-Robbins, because I think that it's important that if we don't call out these brands for immoral behavior, then nobody will. So
we're the last vanguard of morality.
I wanted to take a second to talk about this. Okay. I'm going to share with you the imagery. Introducing wickedly tempting new treats, Twix, Caramel Crunch, and the Spooktacular Polar Pizza.
Now, oh man, until the last two words of that headline, I was like, yum yum, sounds all good to me.
Mm. Don't let your sweet tooth down this spooky season. Get ready to indulge in the ultimate Halloween treats. If you're looking for some hauntingly delicious desserts, Baskin-Robbins is introducing new flavor of the month, Twix Caramel Crunch.
I'm very interested.
Yep. Thumbs
and
up.
The scary good Spooktacular Polar Pizza Ice Cream Treat. So this
you're gonna
is
need
the,
to sell me on that one. That one I'm not so sure about.
This is the flavor of the month, Twix Caramel Crunch.
Okay,
kick ass.
Okay, so great. You can see it's got. And I'm not even gonna talk to you about what's in. It's like, it looks good, right?
Now
it
looks.
Now here's that. Now here's the spectacular
Jesus
polar pizza.
Christ.
You step. It's here's what just. It says, step into the twilight zone and enjoy this pre-sliced shareable dessert.
What?
So this is what I want to add. This is what was bothering me. And before we get deeper into this, I want to say. Just admit you forgot it was Halloween.
Yeah.
Just admit that when you were coming up with flavors and stuff, you didn't remember it was Halloween. Stop trying to pretend
that's okay.
Meant for these to be scary.
Justin, can you read the last sentence of the Twix Caramel Crunch paragraph?
Yes, Travis. Thank you. That is the next sentence I wanted to read. Thank you. Good eye. Available while supplies last. Make sure to grab Twix Caramel Crunch before it ghouls away. Okay, listen. That doesn't make it scary.
And it also doesn't make any sense.
Ghouls away.
I think, you could change a handful of words in any of these and have it be like, grab the Cookie Crunch Polar Pizza before Santa Claus comes to deliver the presents. Before exactly. Christ, before Christ's resurrection.
Your lover and you can share this sextacular polar pizza.
They say thanks to Dad with a dadtastic polar pizza.
This hey. Also, the pizza itself looks like you gave free rein to a Jesus. Child.
Dude, it is a child's fantasy of, it's a child's fantasy snack.
That
can
they
we describe
instantly
it?
Also take one bite of, and they're like, I'm that's
thank
too
you.
Much.
I want to read this paragraph, actually, without editorializing it. It's going to be really difficult, but I'm going to. You can also enjoy our flavor of the month in our delicious new spooktacular polar pizza. Step into the Twilight Zone and enjoy Fuck. This pre-sliced shareable dessert featuring a chocolate chip cookie crust topped with Twix caramel crunch, M&M's milk chocolate candies, Halloween sprinkles, fuck off, and drizzled with fudge topping. It's perfect for sharing with your ghouls at your next Halloween party.
You guys are really stuck on ghouls, huh?
Yeah,
I got but you've ghouls also used brain. It in two different ways.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're admitting that they know about ghouls. It's not a joke.
Feel like. This does slightly read like you put in an AI prompt for a press release for these two items, and then you were added, like, add to previous order Halloween That's ghouls.
Right, That's right, Griffin. The bots think that they can just write these there on themselves because nobody's watching, but bad news for you bots.
We're fucking watching, dude.
Justin McElroy and his brothers are out here watching you every move you bots make. Don't think you can get one past me. I know that no human wrote ghouls twice in one paragraph. just admit that you forgot. Just admit you forgot. Also, I do like that they have shared as a bullet point that this is pre-sliced. Because at the point I would be at where I would buy one of these, that would be a major plus.
Dude,
because you're probably too stoned to safely operate a knife.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. This shit looks bananas. Like, it looks like the carpet at the Portland airport. This fucking shit looks crazy.
It's also ice cream, so you know all of those M&Ms and sprinkles and shit rock hard.
Rock hard M&Ms. Yum, yum.
Breaking.
Now look at right here. Now right here at the bottom. Don't be scared to try all our treats from October 1st through October 31st. Buy any Polar Pizza and any two novelty ice cream bar boxes for just $31. Don't worry, we won't tell a soul.
What is now? Is that supposed to be scary or are you
threatening?
Threatening? Because I didn't even think you would tell anyone. You're Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody about your nasty predilection.
Also, is $31 a good price? Is it a good amount of money to spend on these three things?
They just love the branding opportunities. Now, listen. Meanwhile, over at Sonic.
Oh, no.
Check this out.
Now, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
Sonic,
dude,
unveils a spooktacular Halloween treat with new Witch's Brew slush float.
Yeah.
Casting a spell on taste buds nationwide this Halloween season with the launch of the Witch's Brew Slush Float.
Witch's Brew Slush Fund.
It's part of the Flavorista Favorites premium drink lineup. That's right, a premium treat for
What's
the holiday.
The flavor?
Thank you. It's a limited time seasonal treat and is a refreshing twist on the classic caramel apple treat.
Wait, a limited time treat and it's a refreshing twist on the classic caramel apple treat?
Yeah, thanks, bots. We got you on this one, too. But I do want to say the Witch's Brew Slush Float combines the tartness of green apple, thank you, seasonal, and salted caramel bubbles. Thank
the
you.
The salted caramel bubbles are, like, pitch
jet
black.
Yeah, the whole drink looks terrifying. There is no way you would sell this at any other time of year, right? You're Perfect. Not going to come out with this ugly thing in spring.
This yeah, no
horrible
way.
Horrible drink.
Unless yeah. you're celebrating like a new release of a Shrek movie.
Yeah, I was thinking also had Shrek on the mind on this one.
Okay,
Shrek
actually
you.
A very good point. Witch's Brew is our twist on a caramel apple that stands out from the crowd with its unique blend of seasonal flavors and textures, says Mackenzie Gibson.
A witch.
A real witch. Who works at Sonic. This hauntingly good creation not only captures the essence of Halloween season, but also delivers a deliciously fun experience that's truly a one-of-a-kind. Witch's Brew is sure to become a seasonal favorite, and I will hold them to that, by the way. I will be checking up and make sure you bring it back in the future, because it is completely up to you if it becomes a seasonal favorite. Anyway, that's what's happening in the Halloween world. I just wanted to share that Baskin-Robbins is a corrupt company that should be shut down.
That's a really, I would agree just on optics of this fucking polar pizza alone.
Because they forgot about Halloween. And if they, as always, all brands have always been more than welcome to email follow-ups to the Munch Squad desk if you would like to issue corrections. If we've gotten something wrong, I will say this, folks. In my 10 long years in the Munch Squad industry, I have never had a brand ask me for a retraction, which to me is basically agreement.
You've worked your way up from the bottom.
They acknowledge their own flaws.
I've never lied on this show.
He's never lied. Not once.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, My Brother, Me. 733 of them, and I'm still having just as much fun as I did the first time. Probably more.
Definitely more.
I'm not so stressed about it.
Yeah. So chill.
Hey, very exciting. This week, this very week, it was this very week that we're going to be in Denver and Phoenix. We're doing My Brother and Me in Denver on the 18th. And then Phoenix, we're doing Adventure Zone and a My Brother and Me. That Adventure Zone is a Taz versus Drac Halloween special. As far as the My Brother and Me's go, if you have questions that you want answered or a wish to fungle or that you want read aloud, email it to mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put the name of your city that you'll be attending in the subject line. We also have in November shows in Indianapolis and Milwaukee, and Dad and I are going to be not too long now into this month, I believe the 25th and 26th. At MCM London, doing some panels there, doing some signings, photos, stuff like that, I think. So check that out, bit.ly/MacRoyTours for tickets and information. We also have merch in the McRoy merch store, MacRoyMerch.com. Got restocked Hunger Dice and a Trav Nation t-shirt.
I was wearing it yesterday. It's probably my favorite t-shirt we've done. If you can get one, get it while it's fast.
We got a couple on there. Get it what?
Get it while it's hot. Is what I'm
Get it while it's fast and hot, dude.
And 10% of all proceeds this month go to Native Women Lead. So go check that out, macroymerch.com.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. I almost said Our Life is Better With You, but that's also true. Like, yeah. Our lives are better because of Montaigne's incredible work on this one. So check it out and go listen to all Montaigne's work because it's fantastic.
All right. We have a final wish that we want to elevate to Fungalore. It is unnecessary, but we do like to do it.
We'll send it up. Juice, you want to read this one?
Yeah. I wish blood pressure numbers meant something to me. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been My Brother Me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.